from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Bill in Doylestown right now. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
What's going on,
Bill?
Well, you know, I think an overwhelming part of the problem with our athletes is as our fan base is brutal. If you don't have a near perfect game every single game, mm-hmm. they're ready to throw you overboard. And other than Trey Turner, I can't remember the last time any large group of people or anybody tried to pull somebody up by supporting them. And I think to a certain extent the talk show hosts really picking a lot of scabs.
Well, listen, there's no question it's a very critical fan base and media group. It's also it's a group that also will give a tremendous amount of praise when that time comes. I mean, I think it's very clear that from Red October to some of these Eagles journeys in recent years, I mean,
to Trey Turner, don't diminish he mentioned it, but it was like a throwaway statement. Yeah. That was a thing, you know?
Well, Bill, let me ask you a question. So when an athlete is paid a lot of money and is struggling, what would be your approach as a fan and if you were a talk show host? I'm just curious.
I would try to support them and make them feel like, hey, we got your back.
Let me ask you this question as a follow-up. So let's take it from a talk show host standpoint. I'm just curious how you would do it. So if you saw an athlete was struggling, would you say, you know, publicly on the show, you know, 75 times in a 4-hour show, I and we got your back, or would you consider saying this player is not playing good enough right now? Let me tell you what I see good. Let me tell you what I see bad.
Yeah. Bill, like, you can get his back by saying what he's doing bad and work toward, you know, hey, let's improve.
You also don't have to have his back.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is, you know, we are a nation, First Amendment rights, to say what we think, good or bad, about this political candidate, about your neighbor down the street, about the star right fielder of the Phillies, the quarterback of the Eagles.
Never works out well if you're with the neighbor.
Bill, are you saying that you've never been critical of anybody?
No, and you know now you're turning.
I'm giving you time here to explain your position because we have a show that is obviously based on going to be a lot of praise. And it's going to be a lot of criticism. And I'm kind of like the teacher in school. I had a teacher one time that said this to me. Like, I don't give you your grade. You give you your grade. Meaning, I'm going to write down in the book and ultimately turn in a grade to the school based on what you do on the test. It's not me. It's you. Right now, I would say Jalen Hurts is far from an A. Zach Wheeler's an A. He's an A+. Jalen Hurts isn't. I choose to speak publicly about what I see. Do you think that's wrong?
No, but you said you're going to give me time, and you've done nothing but tell me.
Go for it.
Your opinion.
Floor's yours. Go ahead.
The other night, they counted down the number of times that Bryce Harper's been at bat since he's hit a home run. Why does that have to be every single time that guy's at bat?
Well, it's not.
23.
It's not every time.
24. Did you not want to throw Castellanos overboard early in the year?
Well, I would consider trading him if you can get the right value for him, but that's tricky to do. It's very tricky to do.
Right, the past, 5 weeks? He's been one of the...
Yeah, he's played well. He's picked it up. All right, Bill, give me an answer here. A scene with a villain.
Who is... I just went blank for a second, but...
No problem. Bill, we appreciate the call, my man. You have a good day. And listen, I get the criticism, and that's fine. That's fair. I mean, you want to criticize, go for it. But I shouldn't say it's fair. I'd say it's fine. You want to criticize, that's fine. Obviously, we have different styles of how we approach things.
Well, it's interesting, too. I mean, it feels like the fan base has... A lot of the fan base has drifted more towards, love them up type of thing. And it's not what we grew up with. It's definitely
I don't hang with those people, James. I'll be very honest.
Yeah, so I listen, my thing is I try to be kind. I mean, listen, they're going to be... Am I going
to... Fair. Try and be fair.
Well, I do try to be fair. I also try to be...
I don't think kind was ever a consideration in my head when it comes to, like, the sports and supporting and competing.
Well,
like, the kind part... It was more like, I will be sporting. I want to be a good sportsman.
Listen,
a sport.
No, I get it. It might not be kind when I say,
but I want
Carson
to beat your ass.
Stinks! but he did stink. I mean, it was
truthful.
He stunk. So, I mean, we can play peekaboo with the audience and act like, oh, yeah, Carson, things are falling apart in 2020, but you're doing great, buddy. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Joe, do you believe Bill's never criticized anybody?
I do not. You notice he didn't give me a yes or a no to that question. That's... I got to tell you, I think I'd be an exceptional attorney. All right, coming up in 1 minute's time, we're going to get deeper into this Bryce Harper issue from last night, much to Bill's chagrin. That's coming up in 1 minute's time.
Are you ready to pop the big question? Have you started shopping for that engagement ring? I know you have a lot of options, the mega corporate chains, thousands of internet sites, but is it cheap you're looking for or is it value? I want you to head over to Benari Jewelers and meet with my friends there before you make any decisions. They have two locations, Exton and Newtown Square. At Benari, you can buy with confidence and without compromise. I just visited with them. I was blown away by the people, first of all, just incredible, but hand-selected diamonds from the world's premier diamond cutters, handcrafted rings from the most sought-after designers, a lifetime of free service, including sizing and cleaning. And to top it off, only Benari Jewelers offers an industry-leading 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. That means your natural diamond will never lose value when you're ready to upgrade. Why settle for cheap when you can have extraordinary? Discover Benari Bridal at Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square and online at BenariJewelers.com.
All right, so a lot of conversation today about Jalen Hurts and how good is he. I should have asked that to the last caller. How good is he? You want to support him? Fine. How good is he? But we didn't get there. All right. So that's on the table. So, too, is the Phillies who are playing good baseball. I mean, I know they lost Saturday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sunday, but for the most part, for about 2.5 weeks now, they've played good baseball. They've surged. They're three and a half games up on the Brewers.
That's correct.
So they're in a nice spot for the bye. It's certainly not clinched
by any
stretch.
Tied with the Dodgers again.
Yeah, tied with LA. So, you know, hopefully the one or two seed, hopefully the one seed. All right. But then you have last night where, in the midst of what's otherwise a good win, a well-pitched game, not a ton of hits, but, you know, you win the game. Bryce Harper in the ninth inning by not running out of the box when he smokes that ball off the top of the fence in right field. It's like, here we go again. Let's listen to the moment as called on TV by Tom McCarthy and Crucker. Crucker was really critical. I guess our last caller wouldn't be happy with John Kruk.
Can we do this all show?
Yes.
Can we just keep referencing
all season? I'm going to do it the rest of my career. No. So let's listen to it in the moment on NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tom McCarthy and Crucker.
That one's lined out to right field, and it's over the head of the right fielder and off the wall.
No.
Harper didn't run, so he's only going to get a single out of it. Lowe played it quickly, but he just sat and watched it, and he would have had two.
Yeah, you, like I said, you can't take things for granted. That's inexcusable.
Yeah, you can't sit and watch.
You can't. You're fighting to win your division, to get a first-round bye. You can't do that.
All right, so I appreciate the critical analysis from Crucker.
Me too.
I agree with him.
Me too.
Jumped right into it.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. By the way, Fransky in L.A. also covered it. Let's listen to the radio version, not of the play-by-play per se, but after the play had happened, Fransky in L.A. And by the way, I don't agree with T-Mac that Crucker, excuse me, that Bryce like definitely would have gotten a second. I think he probably would have.
I was thinking the same thing,
the
Joe.
The ball was smoked.
It was close, and it came right to the fielder. He turned around. Like, he might have not.
He might not have.
Yeah, I agree.
We saw someone over the weekend either got thrown out or almost got thrown out. I forget the player.
Yeah,
It happens. Every once in a while it happens. My voice just cracked there. Every once in a while it happens. All right, let's listen to Fransky in L.A. radio version as they recount it right after
Are you having some weird, like, allergies today?
I don't know, man.
There have been a few
there
noise.
Have?
Yeah, just like, little subtle things.
I don't know that. I'll punch your face.
It is the weather change. It's totally weather change going on.
Listen, I'll take any excuse I can get. All right, let's listen to the radio version right after it happened.
I don't know whether he makes it to second or not, but he definitely didn't run out of the batter's box.
No excuse.
I mean, I appreciate LA saying that.
By the way, there is no excuse in that spot.
James, I might need no excuse on my drop board.
Ooh,
all right,
Wechter.
For every time Seltzer makes a mistake moving forward,
you're not allowed.
I got my own. Bad job by me.
I do that all the time.
No, but there are times you don't admit it.
No, that's old school. I'm an admitted guy now.
He's all about excuses. He's always
he's the king of excuses.
He's always about shirking his responsibility and coming clean on the bet when it's all said and done.
No,
this you are not permitted.
Don't do it. All right, so here's the deal. No excuse is going to be phenomenal in the drop board. I'll have a lot of fun with that through the years. But, you know, all jokes aside, what do you make of the Bryce thing?
He hasn't hit a home run in so long, he forgot how long it has to
run. Yeah.
Well, honestly, I was thinking about it should be the other way around. It's like you should expect not to hit a home run. Like, if you hit a ball like that, assume it's not going out right now, dude.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, and I think we covered it, but if you didn't follow the bouncing ball, it was a tie game. It was the ninth inning. So, you know, come on, Bryce. You know, and I do feel like I've seen enough to wonder if there will be a moment or two like this in the postseason. And I tend to think if they stay in it for 3 weeks.
See, that's the part that's crazy.
Yeah, I just can't get there.
There's such a different mentality and mindset and preparation. It's just that, whatever that was, that laxity, I guess you would call it,
that
Bryce had to just have that temporary, I don't even know, lack of awareness.
But it's not so temporary. It's happened a bunch this year.
But the difference with this is you rarely see emotion out of Rob Thompson.
Oh.
He was visibly angry.
And said it after the game.
And said it after. Yeah. So the fact that Bryce knew he had to go up and apologize, because they got that video there too. That's the first time I've seen that.
All right. So look, all of that on the table, 215-592-9494. Let me throw into the mix the Twitter poll questions of the day as well. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. If you're thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. All right. Two poll questions. The first from the game the other day. Were you more encouraged or discouraged with Jalen's week one performance? Obviously, there was some really good. There was some really bad. A, encouraged. B, discouraged. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Second poll question. As we continue to honor James Earl Jones today with his passing yesterday and legendary career in life, we ask you this question. Of these four, who had the best voice? Now, I'm going to admit, crossing a little weird here, some singing voices and some spoken voices. I mean, I'm sure they all did both, but some are known for singing, some are known for talking. A, Gene Hackman. Miss Tessmacher!
Oh, my God.
I mean, when Hackman would get mad, it was a thing.
You're the old... You
I love him. I love him. He's from the Nick Nolte school of... You know, I could have had Bobby Knight in this. All right.
No one reveres Gene Hackman's voice.
Love him.
Apparently do.
All right. Choice B, Whitney Houston.
What?
Whitney Houston.
How are you supposed to judge Gene Hackman versus Whitney Houston?
Because I will always love Hugh, James. I mean, she's an all-timer. Choice C, another all-timer, James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah, you're really crazy. I don't know how you go about voting.
I don't know how you pick between those last two.
All right, and choice D, in a category all in a different, Pavarotti.
What?
Oh, that's just
how did you come up with these lists?
We'll find out if people vote.
That is one of the weirdest lists of all time.
Let's find out if people.
He will get like 2% of the vote.
Which one?
Pavarotti.
I think Pavarotti should probably win it. I mean, for being honest.
So, James, you're not going to give James Earl Jones the vote the day after he dies?
Oh, I think James Earl Jones will win the day after he dies. I'm just saying.
I mean, Whitney Houston.
I would vote for Whitney.
Best.
Pavarotti? We're talking about the greatest opera singer of all time. Is this a real question?
Is
it is so clearly Pavarotti. All right, what are we talking about?
This is the kind of consternation I was looking for. Sorry, caller Bill. You might not like it, but it's the way it goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.